my name is Anthony Hines. For the last many years, I've been trying to provide people my career experience so that they're able to benefit from it as well as learn from my mistakes. Remember, experience not shared is experience wasted. I try to bring career situations and career experiences to people in order so that they may grow in their career and also allow themselves to use someone else's experience to be able to develop their own career. Remember, a smart person learns from their mistakes, and a smarter person learns from someone else's mistakes. I also, in my podcast that you can get on podbean.com, I ask that you become a patron to get access to all of the podbean.com podcasts under the Job Help Now series. Actually, it's called Career and Job Help Now series. So I ask that you join and become a patron and get access to all my different podcasts that are currently out there on podbean.com. Okay, today's subject is about caring too much. Many people in the workplace absolutely care too much about their company, care too much about their job, and care too much about everything that is their workplace. Okay? That can be a negative situation for you. Because if something changes and your company makes a decision where you're no longer with the company, the overcaring or the like that you may feel will make it a lot tougher for you to be able to move on to your next position. So what I want you to think about is that I want to ask you, are you one of those people that really cares a lot about your job and really cares too much about your job? Because if you are, I'm talking to you. You're the person I want to talk to in this podcast, because you have the most to lose when you have the job become too high a priority in your life. In many of my podcasts, I talk about balance. Well, as I say, balance begins with you. Okay? You have to understand that one of the things you need to do if you're going to become a person with a lot more balance and a person that is one that has its job, the job in its proper place, I need you to understand that the mindset that you're a martyr for the company is wrong. I want you to replace that mindset with this, and that is, care a lot about what you're doing. If there are issues or mistakes that are found, I want you to tell the proper people about it. Make sure that you put in writing the issue or the mistake that was found, or the type of issue that you came across. Discuss in the email the worst case scenario, okay? And then let the process handle it. It's not your father, it's not your mother, it's not your child. It's a situation that needs to be followed through with the process that the company has in place to handle the issue. Let it go, people. Okay? When you own something too much that you cannot let it go, people don't look at you as part of the solution. Sad to say, they look at you as part of the problem. So you got to be balanced. As I say, care a lot about what you're doing. Bring up situations where there are issues or where there could be improvements. And then Discuss what the scenario could be based on the value of that improvement and how things can be better and how things would be not better without this improvement being addressed or this issue being addressed, and let it go. Okay? Maybe you could bring it up in the scheduled one-on-ones you have with your boss. But really, this is not your family. So I want you to know, once you've addressed it, you've properly done what the company has expected you to do. Sadly, in the workplace, there's no one there to calm you down or no one there to provide the proper boundary for how much you should care. So that's on you to do. Because remember, your career is your responsibility. Okay? So you need to always be in balance and understand that the proper amount of caring starts with using processes that are in place to get problems resolved and not continually bringing it up and having it be at the forefront of what you talk about. Okay? People have other things to do, so let it go. Bring it up, let it go. Okay? Then, within your own place, okay, that's where you work on the efficiencies, because those are the things that you can't control. When it comes to the larger workplace, be the example of efficiency and don't worry about fixing everyone else. Fix yourself. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're as efficient and as properly set up as you can be and work on things yourself. Take care of the things you can control. And don't be looking at what other people do, or don't be caring about what goes on in the outside of what you can control regarding your own career. Because that way, when you focus on what you can't control, and you also work to make things better in your own world, you're now in better balance. You'll hear me talk a lot about that in many podcasts, because people are out of balance today. They spend too much time thinking about things that are not their problem, okay? It's not your issue if there are staffing changes in other departments, or if somebody is having issues or out sick and the like. It's not your issue. There are people in the company that get paid for that. So what I'm saying is, don't go over the top on anything. Don't be overly caring about anything. Use the process. Use the venues that are in place to handle these situations and let them go. Okay? The toughest thing for people sometimes is understanding that the company doesn't ride on you being there every day. Make sure you take your time off. Make sure you're properly balanced. And make sure that you allow situations to work themselves out. Give it time, people. Time is your friend. Just because someone doesn't jump on something right away, maybe they have other things to do. Work with the time, work with the process, set the proper expectation, and then remind yourself or remind your supervisor during your one-on-ones about the open issue. Handle it within its proper venue. My point is that if you don't, people will look at you and say to you and begin to feel annoyed that you're not giving people space. Give people space, let them work on the issue, and don't be overly concerned. Remember, the company inherits a certain amount of risk, no matter what. Don't try to be the one that sticks every finger and toe you have in the dike, because there will be more holes regarding risk in the company. You're not going to be able to fix the risk yourself. But if you use the process and you work with others and together you improve things, that's the way you fix the risk. Okay? Martyrdom does not work. So replace that with understanding when it's time to let something go. Let the time happen, excuse me, for the change to occur, and let the people do their job. Sometimes you just got to get out of the way. and let the process happen. Okay. Now, I want you to understand, too, that proper prioritization also can get in your way of time. Make sure you're always working on what's important, and make sure you let things go that are not important. All right? You know what to choose. Choose the important items. Make sure those are the things that you're working on, and make sure that your supervisor knows that those are the things that you're working on, so that there is no type of confusion. Keep your mind clear and keep the lines of communication open, because as everyone knows, priorities change in the workplace. Your career is your responsibility, people. So the fact is, it's up to you to make sure that you do what you can to develop your own career, to make sure you improve in your own prospects of your job, and you're the one who becomes better at what you do. You never know what new challenges exist within your company and who's watching your performance. So you always want to try to improve individually. You don't know what the new projects are. You don't know what new positions are needed. You don't know what new directives are coming. You don't know what if your company's going to buy someone else. But you do know you're in charge of your own directive and your own effort. Because it isn't always about results, people. You can always control your effort. Make sure that that effort is properly guided and the like, because you never know who's watching. Okay? Take that into account when you're having your meetings or having your phone conferences and the like. You never know who's listening in. So you always want to make sure you're the utmost in professional and that you're always ready in case of sudden changes. Companies like people that are flexible. Companies like people that can handle situations easily and without stress and are not whining about the issues. My point is, if you know when to let things go, you're able to open up and be ready to handle other changes and other challenges that may come about. So what you want to do is make sure that you're always open to be able to take on the next challenge. Bosses and supervisors love people who look to take the challenge or volunteer to take on the extra work. I don't say that as a person who's a martyr. I say that as a person who has their time managed properly and who knows that the organization needs more out of them. And you can do that by not improperly using your time and allowing things to be let go when you can. Okay? My name is Anthony Hines. I have a great group on LinkedIn called the Anthony Hines Job Seeker Survival Group. I have two directives that I'm trying to help people with. One is career development. As I say, your career is your responsibility. And my second directive is, if you are unemployed, I want to give you tips to help you get out of transition quickly. Remember, I am always trying to end unemployment one person at a time. If you have a resume, email it to me at ahines, H-I-N-E-S, that's A-H-I-N-E-S, 00001 at gmail.com, and I will get that to one of my resources who will give you a free critique. And if you are having issues regarding your job search and you really feel down and you need some direction, again, email me at ahines00001 at gmail.com, and I'll send you my checklist filled with tips that you can work on to get your job search moving. And I want you to understand that the way you use your time in your day is noticed by people. So make sure that you properly care about your job and don't overcare, undercare, or make it be like that it's your family. It's not. It's just the job, people. And as I say, once they pay you at your paycheck on whatever payday that is, they don't owe you anything else. So a job is a handshake. It's not a hug. So understand that it's just part of your life. It's not your whole life. It's easy to make it your whole life today because of the internet, because of many things that are out there to help to really, really slowly creep into your life and allow your job to creep into your life. So I'm telling you, don't let that happen. Keep it properly balanced. When you're off and on vacation, don't look at emails. When you're handling issues or discussing issues, allow time for the process to work it out. Stay away from distractions. And remember, a job is very important, but it's not your whole life. Keep in balance, people. Because you never know what could happen if you're not in balance. Okay? Until next time, have a great day. And I look forward to all your feedback. Bye now.